Hi, my name is Tehila Feinberg, and I'll be speaking about IVF, which is in vitro fertilization, and the halachic ramifications. The process of IVF goes as follows. A reproductive endocrinologist or a fertility specialist will harvest the female's follicles, oocytes, or eggs, and the male's sperm. They will fertilize the egg outside of the body and reimplant it when fertilized. Throughout Tanakh, we see this recurring theme of infertility. We see it with our matriarchs, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel. We also see it with Manoah's wife, who is the mother of Shimshon, Chana, the mother of Shmuel, and Michal, the wife of David HaMelech. To better define infertility, the American Society of Reproductive Medicine defines it as a disease defined by the failure to achieve pregnancy after 12 months or more of regular and unprotected intercourse. Earlier evaluation and treatment is warranted after 6 months of a woman over the age of 35. In Exodus, we learn about the source for doctors being able to intervene and help heal a person, Verapo Yirape, and they shall heal. As defined by the American Society of Reproductive Medicine, infertility is a disease. Now, therefore, if we're categorizing it as a disease, and from what we learned in Exodus, then a doctor should be able to intervene as necessary. Now, the Rambam questions undergoing the selective surgery. He asks if this is a sakana. The Avnei Nezer replies that yes, this is a sakana and it is absolutely forbidden to undergo any non-life-saving surgeries. Since being barren is not life-threatening, the Avnei Nezer therefore understands that IVF is forbidden. On the other hand, Rav Breish, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and the Tosfot all permit elective surgeries under specific circumstances. Rav Moshe Feinstein begins with the concept of Shomei P'taim Hashem, which means that you can rely on Hashem to protect you through any risks that you may face as long as it is in accordance with the social definition of acceptable risks. The IVF surgery has very minimal risk, and therefore we can apply Shomei P'taim Hashem. Some may argue that an elective surgery may be inflicting injury onto yourself. But Rav Moshe Feinstein defines the surgery as removing a psychological pain. This is not an aggressive surgery, it is not derech nitzayon, but rather removing the psychological pain that a couple may be experiencing. Rav Breish goes into defining two types of pains, litzore for monetary gain, and for tzara to improve one's self-esteem. Litzore is forbidden, but for tzara is acceptable. He goes on to explain that you can undergo an elective surgery to remove embarrassment, that if one is experiencing psychological pain without any physiological pain, they are permitted to undergo an elective surgery. Now, a couple may be experiencing embarrassment, and therefore Rav Breish would allow them to undergo the IVF surgery. In contrast, Rav Eliezer Yehuda Waldenberg opposes the surgery. He interprets it as interfering with the divine model Hashem instilled in each human being. Everyone was created B'Tzelem Elohim, and this should not be tampered with. Rav Waldenberg gives three concerns in regards to IVF. The first is a waste of sperm, which is prohibited from the Torah. The second is that there is a third party involved in creating the child, and this does not fulfill the commandment of Pru Urvu, to multiply and be fruitful. His third concern is that IVF may be acceptable, but if we accept this, then where do we stop? Will we be able to clone people one day? He does not allow this type of manipulation and wants to stop it before it gets out of hand. Rav Neventhal argues with Rav Waldenberg's point of Pru Urvu. He questions the effect of denying a couple the opportunity to undergo IVF. He understands that a couple may go through a big stress if not able to conceive. He believes that Pru Urvu may be fulfilled through the process of IVF. Rav Avadia Yosef and Rav Eliashi permit IVF under strict circumstances. The sperm donated must be used. IVF must be the last resort, and there must be very strict supervision with the gametes produced. Today, 50 years after the first IVF live birth, most poskim agree that IVF is an acceptable last resort for couples unable to conceive naturally. IVF has become a very acceptable treatment method for couples that are unable to conceive naturally?